Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Friday. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yeah,
we're checking in this Friday morning. How is everyone's vibe? Let us know.
585-252-9800. Breeze, some of our friends are here early this morning.
Yes, they are.
We love to see it. What's up?
Couldn't be them missing good vibes.
No.
Couldn't be them checking in. All right, let's see who those people are exactly. Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Soda checking in. My vibes are great. Nate and I are kid-free this weekend.
Hello.
Going on a date tonight. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Thank you so much.
Look at you guys popping off a little Applebee's action.
Oh, a dream. Good morning, guys. It's Candy Andy. Fire vibes are good, even though I have to work this weekend, but I'm going to make the best of it. I hope you guys have a wonderful day and weekend. Was wondering if he could make a song request, Abracadabra by Lady Gaga.
Sure.
We'll work on that.
Sure, buddy.
Love you so much. Thank you.
Can I ask, where did the name Candy Andy come from?
Did we make it up or did... He made it up himself.
No, that's not from us. We're not that clever.
I don't know. Let us know.
Yeah.
Candy. The Candyman. And then Jess is here. She says, hey, guys, vibes are good. Still trying to win tickets to that live show, but I'm staying hopeful.
Oh, there's still plenty of time. We got tickets today.
Yep.
All next week.
Yep.
Yeah, we're dishing them out like candy.
Oh, yeah.
See what I did?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Patrice is weighing in.
Oh, what's up, Patrice?
Yeah, I love her. Love her so much.
What's up, Breezy's fiance?
She said, great vibes. Worked out all 5 days this week. Excuse me. Let's sweat like a pig to look like a fox.
That's right.
Yep.
Good for you.
Sweating like a pig to look like a fox.
Patrice, you are hands down an absolute inspiration to this city.
No, she is. She definitely is. I love her so much. Very proud of her.
You should
be. Very proud of her.
Because you are the one who inspired her to start working out. And I think that's great.
I wouldn't say that, but
okay.
We definitely push each other. We went on a run yesterday. We're crushing it. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are great because I'm not doing a damn thing this weekend except going to a head spa. Love you. Jess and Jaden.
Hey, all right.
Oh,
both of you guys?
a couple head spa moment. I don't think Jaden's going, but it is truly like something you will never experience in your entire life.
He's dropping his mom off with the old Chevy.
Oh, yeah. Candy Andy said the name actually started at work, and he thought he'd try it here, and it just caught on.
All right. So you prefer Candy Andy, not Candy Ass.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
That sounds great.
And last one, Morgan said, kicking off this Friday with a hangover. So vibes are just spectacular. Have a great weekend, guys.
Where did you go last night? What
Morgan,
did you
Morgan, not you ripping it up at karaoke.
Jack Daniels, honey shots, please.
I was at Nashville's.
Fireball.
Remember when we had intern Hannah and she was like, are you guys coming to Nashie's tonight? And I'm like, no, we're definitely not.
Definitely not doing that. Thank you for the invite, though. Not really. These are two people here that aren't really huge country people.
No.
No, I'm not. Nothing against a banjo.
They just all sound the same. My Chevy and my Bud Light. Like, okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was very good. All right, guys. Everyone knows Webster is... Wait, you know what? How's your vibes?
Just gloss right over it. No worries. No, it's fine.
I'm thinking about everyone else, you know?
Vibes are good. I am... My girlfriends are coming over tonight to see our house for the first time.
Oh, yeah. I should stop. I should come through.
So... That'll be fun.
Is that like where there's apps and drinks? Like, should I bring something?
Yeah, we're just hanging out in our pajamas. It's like a slumber party. So
you should just say tonight's not the night. Yeah, you just say that.
Not tonight.
Okay.
We'll have you over for your own separate celebration.
Oh, really? See, this is the thing. I always have to come alone.
Why don't you? Well, who do you want to bring?
No, it's not that I want to bring someone, but if there's other people there, I can't be a part of it.
No, absolutely not. And I stand 10 toes down on that. But you can bring your Plantina next time and we'll do our own special celebration.
Story of my life. It's like every time I was in high school and it was time to take a test. Nope, couldn't take it with the rest of my peers. Had to send me to a separate room alone.
Yeah, I was there too. Don't worry about it. At least you're not still thinking about it.
Easy, Moose. All right, guys. Vibes are up this morning. The Bills are playing on Sunday, 1 o'clock against Jacksonville. It's a wild card game. We're all on pins and needles about this, the whole game, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
We're trying to think positive.
Ugh.
You know, it's going to be a great game. And
I'm panicking.
We'll talk about that because, like I was saying earlier, everyone knows Webster's worth life. It's where life is worth living. So they
allegedly.
That's what they say. Tonight, Bills Mafia is allegedly getting very loud. There's a Bills hype party happening for Sunday's game.
Tonight?
And they're going to do it tonight.
Not the pep rally.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm going to give you all the details and how you can actually help at the same time make a difference. That's coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, happy Friday, go Bills. Everyone knows Webster is where life is worth living.
Sure.
Allegedly. Well, now they're inviting all of Bills Mafia to get ready to get hyped for Sunday's big game. Webster Parks and Recreation is hosting a Buffalo Bills hype party. That's tonight from 6 to 8 at the Webster Recreation Center Gym on Chiota Drive. The event, obviously, I mean, it's free. But with a donation of a canned good or personal hygiene item.
Perfect.
To Webster Hope House. There's going to be plenty of food. I don't know what. Games, music, trivia. Wear all the things, guys.
We're all just dripping in Bills gear.
The Bills will be heading to Jacksonville this weekend to take on the Jaguars. The game is Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm almost positive it's CBS. But the winner of the game is going to move on to the division round playoffs. If the Bills win Sunday, then they're going to be facing either Houston, Texas, the Texans, the Pittsburgh Steelers, or the Denver Broncos. Back in 2017, I remember, Bills finally made it back to the playoffs and ended up losing to Jacksonville on wild card weekend. Now, 8 years later, they have a chance again to move on to the quarterfinals.
Okay.
So again, Buffalo Bills hype party tonight from 6 to 8. Webster Recreation Center Gym on Chiodo Drive. It's free, but if you can bring a can, good.
It's giving pep rally.
Or personal hygiene product to help the nonprofit, mm-hmm. Webster Hope House. It would be so appreciated. You know, and then obviously you have the food there, the trivia, the games, and all the things to get hyped for Sunday's big game.
Yep.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Coming up on the show, is it still considered bestiality if it's with a Muppet? I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Hear me out is a game that Breezy brought to the table this morning that we're going to play coming up at 6:40. And I gotta tell you, I already have my five.
It took you literally 0.2 seconds. I'm like, at least you haven't been thinking about it. Oh my gosh.
Explain a little bit of how this works.
So basically, this is a game where we're going to come to the table with like five characters of the sort. So whether that be cartoon characters, just someone or something that is unconventionally hot to you specifically. So if I were to say, you know, I don't know, I really think the Cat in the Hat is hot.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be like, why? Can we explain that and go a little deeper?
Hear me out.
Yep, hear me out.
Guys, play along. 585-252-9800. We would love to hear yours.
Yeah.
Just, you know, so we don't feel as weird.
Right. Because it's going to get a little weird coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. 585-252-9800. You guys can hit us up on the text line. Give us a call. This is a little game Breezy brought to the table this morning. And we're hoping you guys maybe can play along. So, I don't know, we don't feel that out of our minds.
Yeah.
It's called Hear Me Out.
Yeah. It's a trend on TikTok. It's kind of an older trend. But nevertheless, it's still fun to play at any point in your life. And here's how it works. Basically, you typically do this with like a larger group of people so you can hear everyone's opinions. But we're a two-person show. We don't have a producer. We don't have an intern. So it's just the two of us.
That's fine. We do better that way anyways.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. But here's how it works. People bring their top 3 to 5 most unconventional characters that they find attractive to the table to say, hear me out. I have a crush on the Cat in the Hat. Hear me out. Here's why. And okay. You kind of explain like why it is that you find them attractive.
Just keep digging a hole.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wonderful.
So we're going to go back and forth, you and I. And
all right, why don't you start?
And we want to hear from you too. 585-252-9800. If you have something that you want to bring to the table, we will read that live on air as well.
Okay. And this is basically why we feel like we could like do it with this character.
Well, I guess, you know, you always have to take things way too far, but
I just want to make sure we're playing the game right.
Sure. If you want to have sexual encounters with them, you do you. But I think I'm just going to explain mine.
Okay, fine. I just want everyone to know that this is a safe space. Go ahead, Breeze.
Is it though? Mine, first out of the gate, hear me out, the grandpa from Up.
Oh, come on. Why? His pants?
His tennis balls on his cane.
Oh, yeah.
Do something to me. Like, although he's such a grumpy old man, I find him to be one of the cutest old men I've ever laid my eyes on.
You can't tell me you haven't run into a guy like that at least once in your life.
And he's up for adventure. You know, he's floating around in balloon houses. Like, I'm loving it.
Yeah. Till he gets naked and you see all the bed sores.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think that far ahead.
So if you were to switch teams, it would be it would be with the grandpa from Up?
Well, it could be the grandpa from Up or the four others that I have.
Okay.
All right. List.
Sure. Sure.
Go ahead.
Hands down, Miss Piggy. And hear me out. She's high maintenance. She's emotionally volatile. She's fully aware that she's the star. And I don't know. I'm drawn to that. You know.
Not you just describing me.
She demands attention, and somehow she gets it every single time. And I'm like, oh damn, pop off.
You're fully just
also,
describing me.
She's devoted. She's a ride or die. Because I feel like Miss Piggy's she's the type of woman that's going to fight for you in public and have your back. Mm-hmm. She's got everything I could ever want in a woman. Thick thighs and pretty eyes.
Right. Wow. Not the open letter to Miss Piggy this morning. I hope she's not listening. I do something to her.
I hope she is. Go ahead.
All right. My next one up. Hear me out. Rainbow fish from the book.
Like the actual fish?
Yeah.
Let's make love tonight.
Okay. There's something about rainbow fish that, first of all, they're stunning. Second of all, if you remember the story correctly, the whole like origin story of rainbow fish was they were too much. They were too colorful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were trying to blend in. They were scared that they were different. And by the end of the book, they're fully embracing their sparkle and shine and their rainbow patches all over them. And honestly, I don't know if it's like I want to date these characters or if I just want to aspire to be them. Rainbow fish is up there for me.
Okay, rainbow fish.
Very cute.
Yeah. You sucking face with a fish. Beautiful fishes, though. Absolutely. The best fishes.
Only the top, yeah.
The greatest fish you've ever seen. Jessica Rabbit. Hear me out. She walks into a room, and I don't know what it is, man. Even as a kid, time would literally slow down. You know, Jessica Rabbit from Roger Rabbit?
Yep.
And here's the thing. She's not.
She's also busty, so.
No, well, yeah. She's not dumb, either. She's loyal, just like Miss Piggy. She chose the weird little guy, which I respect. That is a woman that knows exactly what she wants.
Moose is like, so you're telling me there's a chance.
That level of intention, it's dangerous in a good way. But also the walking sticks on that woman is to die for. Who else do you have?
Oh my God. Keep your literal pants on. I didn't mean for this to turn into something that you're making it, but there's that. Next on my list is Pink Panther. I honestly, there's something about the Pink Panther. He's just so sly and smooth, and he's always getting into something, right? And not to mention, his complexion is just out of this world. Yeah, he's kind of an ass. Not a lot of people like him, but I like him. Okay, and I think he's down to clown.
Okay, yeah, Pink Panthers, that's a good one. I thought you were going to say Mr. Magoo. I feel like that's right up your alley, but you like what you like.
Yep.
Let's get to two more here. I'm going to have to go with Velma Dinkley from Scooby-Doo.
Wow.
Hear me out. I am a sucker for a woman in reading glasses.
Wow.
She loves the color orange. I love the color orange. Rich energy. She's got a ton of mystery solving skills, which I love.
Mm.
She never panics in any situation. And I'm like, that is so attractive.
You could watch True Crime with her any day. I'll solve it on scene.
Velma Dinkley. That. I'm not like obsessed with her last name. Yeah, I can get down with a Velma.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead.
My second to last one is Olaf from Frozen.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just, like, there's something about him. He's hilarious. He is very selfless. He literally melted for Anna. And I just think humor over everything. No, he's not the most attractive character in that movie.
No.
No, he is not. But he is hilarious. And honestly, that's all sometimes I need is just some hilarity in my life.
Guys, listening, let this show you that funny guy always wins. You know what I'm saying?
Not always, but 95% of the time, yes.
And my last one, I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to go with Kermit the Frog. Hear me out.
Oh my God.
Emotionally available all the time. Creative.
Wow.
Famous. Soft-spoken, but also he's respected. He's a respected frog. And he holds together like an entire chaotic group of friends. You know what I mean? All while dating Mrs. Piggy.
Yeah.
He's emotionally intelligent. I think that's a green flag right there. If I were to switch teams one day, it would probably be, I'd have some deep conversation with Kermit. I'm just saying, I would. Me,
okay.
Myself, him, Miss Piggy. Well, I'll go out. Well, I'll go out on a Friday.
Wow. Not you and the cast and crew of Sesame Street. Or, yeah, is it Sesame Street? Yeah. Okay.
Was Miss Piggy Sesame Street?
Or
Kermit?
Yeah.
No.
No?
The Muppets?
Oh, were the Muppets not?
I don't know. It's been 30 years. Yeah.
I actually have no idea. I have no idea what I'm talking about. And if I were to switch teams, my final grand finale would be Sully from Monsters, Inc. We love a big guy with the shoulders. And every time you're hugging him, it feels like a warm blanket. I think he's misunderstood. And I think, yeah, he's a monster. And he could definitely do some damage. But when he's not screaming in your face... It could be magical.
Yeah.
It could be magical.
Yeah.
It really could be.
Hugging him does... I feel like he's not really that aggressive, but wants to come off aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He's putting up a front, and I see right through it. So there's that. Let's get to some of our friends here. Oh, this person. Hear me out. The dad from Rocket Power. Right. Perfect. And then Candy Andy's here. He says Deadpool because he's so funny, sarcastic, and just absolutely crazy. And I love that about him.
Oh, that's a good one. What about Lola Bunny from Space Jam? That chick is all business.
Yeah, I don't think she's unconventionally hot. I think a lot of people do have a crush on her.
I do. So. Yeah, I always did. She doesn't flirt. She dominates. She's confident. She's athletic. She wins and then bounces.
I get her and Jessica Rabbit confused, but that's neither here nor there.
Both of them. Both of them are just...
All right, we should probably take a break for your safety. 98PXY
traffic. Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Now, thank God it's Friday!
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming beat, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts
Well, I guess we're going to pump it up this morning. We're fine. That's cool. Let's do it. Guys, welcome to the show. My name is Moose. That's Breezy. Happy Friday.
Good morning. We made it through the first work week of 2026. How are we all feeling?
57 for the high today. What? We'll take that. 585-252-9800. My 14-year-old son has gone completely girl crazy and is blowing money that he doesn't even have.
Oh, dear.
Okay. We all need hands. We need all hands on deck this morning for this one. Andrea from Webster says her son takes any money he gets from either her, his dad, or relatives, and uses it all on girls to try and impress them. I'm putting an SOS out there. Andrea and her son need our help. That's really bad.
Okay, let's hit it.
Andrea wrote, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hoping you'll read this on the air because I honestly don't know how to handle this and could use advice from other parents. My son is 14 years old. He has officially gone girl crazy. I don't mean a crush here and there. Every dollar he gets somehow ends up being spent trying to impress girls. And recently, I found out he spent almost $100 at a cafe paying for drinks and food for a group of girls."
Oh, dear.
Play on, playa. "This was not discussed. He didn't ask. He just did it. To be clear, this is not... it is kind of... She says it's not his money, but if he got it from relatives or birthday money, I don't know. She goes on to say he doesn't even have a job. Any money that he has comes from us or relatives. And I understand wanting to impress girls. I understand social pressure. I remember being a teenager. But this feels like it's spiraling into something bigger. Like he thinks his value comes from spending money he doesn't actually have. I told him he's 14 years old. There is no reason to be spending money on all these girls. And his response was, don't hate the player, hate the game."
Okay, so this is just your mom writing in, reflecting on you as a 14-year-old.
She goes, "I'm officially at a loss. I am not trying to shame or embarrass my son, but I also don't want to raise a kid who thinks he has to buy attention or affection, especially at 14. So here's where I'm stuck. I'm trying to figure out how you teach a teenager the difference between being generous and being reckless. Moose and Breezy, I love you guys. Thanks for any help. I'm open to any suggestions or advice." That came in from Andrea out of Webster. My man is out here at Starbucks making it rain. I mean, the kid is 14 years old with no job, no income, and somehow already financially ruined by women. Okay, let's get to some messages. 585-252-9800. He's too young for this.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand, too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should share a little insight from your childhood.
Well, I think I was 15, and I asked my dad, I need $75 for a ring. And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "My girlfriend wants a ring for Christmas. I have to get a ring." He goes, What kind of ring are you getting for $75?
The mood ring.
I said, whatever JCPenney has to offer. I don't know. I got her a ring. It was so embarrassing, though, Breeze, because I gave it to her at Christmas time in front of her whole family, and the diamond fell right out of the...
We love Moist Knight. We really do. Truly. Yeah, it's hard when you are a kid and you have no, like, financial responsibility or money management skills whatsoever, and every money that you do get... You think to yourself, well, this is my money and I can spend it the way I want.
Right.
But guess what? I mean, that mentality only lasts you so long because I make enough money for me, but I have bills pop up that I owe that now it's not my money. You know what I mean? Like, you need to get in that mindset sooner rather than later because it's going to be a tough reality check once you finally get there.
Here's the silver lining. As far as Andrea writing in, I think the good thing, too, here is let's not forget, it sounds like your son is extremely generous. And that's a good thing, too. You just have to tell him, you know, spend wisely. You can't make it rain on all all these girls, man. Just pick one. Ben says, play on, player. But no, but listen, if it was his money, he will learn without his mom having to have a talk with him. If it's his parents' money, then you got to make him work it off.
Mm-hmm.
As far as a teaching moment, sure. Somebody said, at the end of the day, I get he is 14, but if it is his money or it's birthday money or Christmas money, if you gave it to him or it's from relatives, it's up to him to choose how he wants to use it. Or spend it.
I mean, I guess, yes, it is, technically.
I would still have a talk.
But I would still definitely guide him into saying, hey, maybe it's not a smart financial move for you to be spending $100 at Starbucks to just buy other people drinks.
Yeah, he's like, listen,
you're using your money not on you, and it's nice to be generous every now and again, but please.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. 14, I was trying to impress girls I liked with money I didn't have, you know, because at the end of the day, you don't know. You just want to be liked, you know, and it's like, okay, what if I go ahead and I'm super generous? Then, you know, maybe I'll get their attention. That's exactly what's happening
right,
here.
Right, for sure.
Is it a conversation you should absolutely have? Yes, you definitely should.
Can you stop it, like, hard and fast? Not really. I mean, it's going to take time for them to learn. And they're going to get to a point where they're so sick of it, and they're like, well, I'm not really gaining anything out of this. I think I'm going to just...
Yeah. Jess said the same thing. Hey, good morning, guys. I actually think this mom should be proud. He's thinking about treating others, but... It doesn't mean unlimited spending. Set limits, but you have to explain why. Diana says, Moose and Breezy, my daughter went through a similar phase trying to impress friends with gifts. And we explained the difference between kindness and buying approval. That conversation changed everything real quick. That's a good point, too. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's important to know and to note. And don't come at it from a punishment standpoint, more so a teachable moment of like, you can do whatever you want. I just want you to know that money doesn't always equal love, affection, and likeness.
No, that's correct. And I said it before the holidays too. Don't go broke trying to show people you love them. Let me get to two more here. Mike says, someone needs to save our little dude out here. It's tough in these streets. This is exactly how my nephew ended up broke and bitter by 18. Because nobody taught him that affection isn't something you purchase. But this mom has the right to step in. Marcus says, $100? How much coffee and snacks is this dude buying?
It's literally just him in a corner booth with his arms out with three ladies on each side.
Yeah.
He's like, big pimpin', yeah?
He goes, damn, I hope these girls are at least letting him, this little man, get a whiff of their hair or something like that. Okay.
Well, at least you're not making it weird.
At the end of the day, this isn't about girls or cafes or expensive cake pops. Okay? It's about teaching a 14-year-old that you don't need a wallet to have worth. Ugh, right?
Those cake pops do slap, though.
And if he keeps this up, I mean, I'm telling you, this kid's going to need a financial advisor before he needs a driver's license.
And you know what? We thank him for that because my dad is looking for clients.
Start teaching these young men to stay away from girls in their sinful cold cuts.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much for all the messages. Andrea, have that conversation with your son. But also, praise him for being so generous. He's a good kid. We're going to take a quick break. You got PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, be right back.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook,
IG,
X,
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
Oh, you guys, one of my organizations that I sit on the board of that I am very, 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 very close to is Special Olympics New York. And I have a story about a Rochester man who is not only a cancer survivor, but a Special Olympics athlete as well. And he received the gift of a lifetime, an unforgettable surprise during the recent and final game at the Buffalo Bills Highmark Stadium.
Love it.
His name is Adolf Dupree, 70 years old, a cancer survivor, a lifelong Bills fan from Rochester, and a Special Olympics athlete. And he was given free tickets to the Super Bowl by the Buffalo Bills. Said he's one of the kindest people you'll ever meet, said Adolf's coach for the Special Olympics, obviously. And he is not only going to get these tickets to the Super Bowl, they're also providing him free airfare, hotels, and meals for his big trip.
Wow.
Just crushing it. Athlete on the field, kind-hearted person on and off the field, 70 years old, just living out his dream, going to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 60, hope and pray. Maybe the Bills will be in there. He can see them.
Already called it. Bills Rams. I've been saying it for a week. Look at the smile on this dude's face, though. That is a heartwarming surprise.
He's a cutie.
Not to mention, I mean, that's probably worth what? $40,000, right, yeah, $50,000 worth. Super Bowl this year, Super Bowl 60s in San Francisco. But that's awesome that they were able to do that for him.
I love Special Olympics. Special Olympics New York, you know, work with a lot of really amazing people at that organization and the athletes. And it's just such a heartwarming non-for-profit that truly I feel like everyone should be a part of at some point in their life.
How long have you been on the board with them?
Oh, God, like 5 or 6 years.
Have you?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
They do great work.
Yeah.
Congratulations to her boy, though.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up on the show, at what point is it too late to back out? 585-252-9800. If you've ever been in a position, you guys, where you backed out of something last minute, maybe it was your wedding day, or you decided, you know what, I'm not going to accept that job offer after all, and you just left. We want to hear your stories. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
At what point is it too late to pull out? Or back out.
Oh.
Back.
Oh, okay.
At what point? I'm sorry. At what point is it too late to back out? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. It's Friday, right? It's Friday.
Sure is.
585-252-9800. If you've ever been in a position where, I don't know, maybe you backed out of something the last minute, whether it was your wedding day, or you decided, you know what? I'm not going to accept this job offer after all. And you just left. Because intuition is important.
It is.
You got to go with your gut. We want to hear your stories this morning. I knew someone a couple years ago, backed out of a first date while sitting in the restaurant parking lot.
Interesting.
Car in park, engine still running, phone in hand. And they sat there, stared at the front door, had a full internal meltdown. I don't have the energy for this. I'm too nervous. I didn't leave my crystals outside last night to absorb the moon's energy.
Then cancel it, yeah.
I don't like steak at the moment, and just left, just bailed.
Could have been the love of their life.
Sent me a text while I was at the restaurant alone waiting and said I'm not ready. I'm like, you're already here. Just come in.
Oh, wait. This was someone you were going on a date with? No, I'm dead. I thought this was a friend of a friend. No, I'm so dead.
Guys, you know what? A weak man would have left, but a confident man stays and has dinner alone. So, I left.
I totally left. $60 bill at Red.
Yeah, I know. I was totally.
On three drinks.
I totally left. What was the last thing you actually backed out of last minute?
Nothing huge. Just like plans. Or
yeah, people do that all the time.
I went through this phase where I would just sleep through every plan that I ever had. This was when I first started the show. I would fall asleep and I wouldn't wake up. And we had plans at 6 and I wake up at 8:30. I'm like, is everyone still doing something? They're like, we all left. Sorry.
You wake up the next morning. Are you guys still at the restaurant?
No, we're not.
You just slept through it? Wow.
A lot of the times, yeah, I did do that.
Get a CPAP machine.
Hopefully.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
My name is Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Do you have a solid story you want to share with us?
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Okay, the stage is yours.
So myself. So I was supposed to move in with my boyfriend, and I don't know. At first, I felt, you know, when you get that like feeling inside of you, there's like your gut is saying, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Right. So I felt like that, but I mean, I love him. We were together for like a whole year.
Okay.
So I felt like the time wasn't right. And so I was planning to move in the next day. And I don't know. I just noticed things about him when it came to like the finances.
Like what?
I would ask him about bills. Like, for instance, I would ask him about bills and he would just be like, really like just never explained anything, you know, and he would just kind of brush it over and like he never had cash on him. I don't know. I just thought it was really weird. So
when it came to finances, you just had a gut feeling this dude's dead broke.
No. I did not have the gut feeling at first. My gut feeling was just don't do it. Don't move in with him.
Oh, okay.
But then I noticed like weird things like him having never having cash on him, which is, to me, that's very odd.
Okay.
You know, when I brought up bills, he'd be like, you know, he's like, ah, just, you know, use my credit card. I want to get the points, which I got, you know, I mean, I loved him.
So oh, yeah. We love points. Okay.
To be fair, Erica, I mean, not a lot of people carry cash. I mean, my dad definitely does, but like, it's not the first medium of finances. You
no,
know what
I mean, it's
2026. No, I mean, I get it. I know, but still, like, at least, like, $5. Like, there's still, like, certain places, like, that you need cash, right?
Yeah, like, hey, let's tip the valet guy $10.
Exactly.
And the people that never have cash are the people that are always like, I'll Venmo you. Never seen it.
Right.
Like, oh, never.
So what? He's like, babe, you got this, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, so what happened?
The day before we were moving in, I was just, like, walking in the living room, and I noticed on his desk was his credit card statement. So I kind of glanced over, and this man literally paid everything with his credit card.
How much of this statement did you see? Like, tell us, what did it say?
He owes like $50,000.
Whoa! He's 50 G's in debt?
Yeah, and I was just like, I can't do this. And I literally pulled the plug. And I mean, we were literally going to, I was going to move in the next day. And I was just like, I can't do this. I saw that bill statement and I was like, oh, no.
That was
like,
a sign.
Finances are a big deal.
Well, of course. I mean, that was a sign from God. You guys are going to, I'm assuming you're going to split the finances and the rent and all that stuff or whatever, right?
Heck yeah.
And if he wasn't actually splitting it and just putting it on a credit card, then, eventually,
and then I'm
going
to have to be responsible.
Oh, yeah. So, right. Yeah, you probably made the right decision then, Erica.
Definitely.
So, what did you end up doing?
So, I literally, I pulled the plug and I didn't move in and we're not together.
Dipped
you know,
out.
I broke it off. Come to find out, I also found out that he put the first month's rent and the security deposit on the credit card.
Wow. I didn't even know you could do that.
Wow.
I thought you had to have them. All right, whatever. I mean, some places are different than others.
Okay, you could put your I mean, I've paid rent before with a credit
card.
Really?
I've never been allowed
to
do that.
No, you could do
I've
that.
I've never done it either.
Yeah, I
I've
paid on online. That's an option.
I'm sure there's a fee too, though, because it's like not actually your money. So.
Sure, but oh yeah, you dodged a bullet on that one, Erica.
Ooh.
So the day before you were supposed to move in with your boyfriend, you find out he's 50 G's in credit card debt, and you pull the plug. Mm. You pull the plug the night before.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I
don't know what to say.
I wouldn't say that.
I don't know what to say. You dodged a bullet. Where did you end up going?
I ended up going back to my parents' house.
Mm, good choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure,
I mean, I had to figure
you.
Things out. Yeah, I know. I had to figure things out. My parents are great. But come to find out, he ended up having a girlfriend, and she had to bail him out. He had, like, a gambling issue, and again, he was like, I think $10,000 in it, and she had to like bail him out and help him. And
thank God that's not
me.
Your life.
Yeah.
Thank God that's not your life.
Yikers.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
You should be. Great story.
Absolutely.
We're grateful. Thanks for the call, Erica.
Of course.
Hey, chin up.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take
She's
care.
Like, thanks.
Okay. Bye, Erica. All right, let's get to some messages coming in.
Let's do it.
Somebody said I was in the chair about to get a tattoo and realized, you know, I don't want a guy by the name of Sloppy Pete making permanent decisions on my body,
so
I left.
And that is so fair, and we applaud you for that decision.
Good morning. Moose, Breezy, I backed out of a call center job. I did one day and bailed. Worst job I ever had. One day. Tried 2.5 years. It was the worst job I ever had. Not that I don't like making a difference for nonprofits, but worst job ever. Guys, listen, if you're listening right now, maybe you're sitting in your car, engine running, you're staring at a building, questioning your entire life. This is your sign. You can back out.
Moose is like, don't go to your job. Lose it. Get fired.
Unless it's jury duty.
Right. Then they will come for you.
98 PXY. Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Meet me at Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Happy
Friday!
Basasha Cross, murder rates, garbage plates. You need to get something off your chest this morning? Come through. 585-252-9800 is the number to call to clear the air.
Yeah, you got to do it. People are just
unhinged.
They're a little punchy this Friday. They're not going to lie.
All week, 57 for the high today with rain. Here's the thing, you guys. If your check engine light has been on for years, that's not you being brave. That's neglect. There, I said it.
Yeah.
Also, the ladies on Instagram taking photos of their new nails in front of their steering wheels because they want to show everyone that they drive a BMW. You should probably figure out why 7 lights on your dashboard are blinking.
Also, just, we all know it's a rental, Sharon. Please, give me a break. Just loving it. Okay, perfect.
The new nails.
Loving it.
Loving it.
Okay.
We're not haters.
No. You know,
we're just, I mean, but if we were going to be, now would be the time to do it, right? That's what there I said it's for. Let's
By
go over to our
no
friend Nick.
Means are we haters?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday. I don't care how good the Chinese food is. If the menu needs pictures of the food, you better run the hell out of there. There I said it.
Why? Wait, what? Okay, that's a super weird thing to be upset about, but okay. Why? What's wrong with pictures? Why are we anti-pictures?
You know what? I know this is crazy. I'm going to have to agree with Nick a little bit.
But, like, why?
Like, a good restaurant doesn't need photos of the food.
But, like, if you can't, like, I'm not saying it's necessary. It's definitely not necessary by any means. Uh-huh. But if you can't, like, understand what's going on.
Right.
I think it's time to add something.
Like, a lot of the sushi restaurants I've been to, I don't like all the photos. It makes me feel a certain way. I'm like, I don't trust you. Are you trying to convince me the food here is good? You have to show me.
I'm just a very visual person.
A filtered photo.
I'm a very visual learner, you know. Let's see who's here. This person says, natural toothpaste doesn't work. Your teeth look like you chewed a bunch of yellow crayons. There, I said it. Also, P.S., natural deodorant doesn't work either. Shots fired.
You know me. I'm a Gillette type of guy. I love that clear gel.
He's like, I brush my teeth with it every morning.
Let's go over. This person said, hey, guys, just because it's homemade doesn't mean it's good. There I said it.
Yeah, I think that's piggybacking off the naturals, right?
I will not go into detail, but let's just say I will never eat anything at work that someone brought from home. I'm with you.
Just pulling out cat hair left and right. Love these brownies. So good.
I mean, you joke about that. That happened. Before your time, so we used to do a lot of listeners come in here all the time and drop off baked goods, food.
They could have killed you.
I pulled out. I couldn't tell you how many hairs out of baked good brownies, cookies. I'm like, why are we eating? Why are we? It's a nice gesture. Thank you so much for thinking of us. But.
Yeah, I'll definitely puke. This person says there's two types of people in this world. Ones that have umbrellas on rainy days and ones that don't. There, I said it.
Very deep. Very profound.
I think if you use an umbrella, you're weak. There, I said it.
Like, oh, okay.
Run faster. Run faster.
You're a girl that uses an umbrella?
Absolutely not. I can't have that take and then use an umbrella.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'd love to see what you do after a spray tan when it's raining.
Never that once. Put my hood up and run into the building.
I'm an umbrella type of guy. I find it very classy.
It's just like so much admin, and then you finally get to where you need to be, and you're shaking it out, and now you're more wet than you ever were if you were to just run inside.
Oh, did I tell
you? It's too much.
Speaking of umbrellas, so when I was in Italy, because, you know, my mom booked the whole tour for the Colosseum and all of the things.
Oh, yeah.
It was just pouring like you wouldn't believe that day. So I took an umbrella from the hotel room in Rome, and the thing just collapsed on me. It snapped in half. You know what I mean? Because it was so windy and it was raining. So the whole tour outside, I'm just soaked.
Soaked.
Miserable.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I was glowing. I feel like the rain did something to my skin.
You like had headphones in. Now you're like getting electrocuted.
Right. I was trying to enjoy myself, but miserable at the same time. I'm like, I just needed something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go over to Julie. If you complain about your job nonstop but refuse to update your resume, that's on you. There, I said it. I don't think we're disagreeing with that one.
Absolutely not. Not a hot take at all. This person says, I said it before and I'll say it again. Take care of your rotting pumpkins. There, I said it.
Guys, still
People
got
still
one.
Still doing that, eh?
Yeah. Still, there's still one in the hallway, my apartment building, from the neighbor. What are we doing with the pumpkin?
So nasty.
Shannon says, can we please keep all the screaming and grunting to a minimum at LA Fitness? Like, we get it. The weights are heavy. There, I said it.
Not LA catching strays. Oh, my God. Do you still go there?
Oh, yeah.
When?
December 29th.
Perfect.
Andrea says, what's up, guys? I'm sorry. Andre. What's up, guys? I've been to every single exotic dance club in the city, and this place wasn't voted Rochester's best in City Magazine, but I think Mirage on Westridge Road has the best dancers and best staff. There, I said it.
All right.
Get that tetanus shot.
Not the Mirage. We should go there after the show.
Yeah, Andre, come through.
What time do you think they hit the pole? 11?
I'm sure they have a lunch buffet.
I know we'll do. We'll go to Rocky's down the street, and then we'll head up the Mirage.
Let's do it.
I have nothing going on.
Let's get over a couple more here. Claire says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I wanted to say that if your motorcycle is louder than a jet engine, we get it. You exist. We see you and we hear you. But we don't need the daily reminder. Have a blessed weekend, you guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Love it.
Also, I don't know who this is, but they said, stop eating Oreos. No. Some people have a death wish. These cookies will hands down clog your arteries. There, I said it. Yeah. Also, speaking of cookies.
I will never stop. If an Oreo is the way I go, an Oreo is the way I go. I love an Oreo.
We love a double stuffed on the show here. But also, thanks to the Girl Scouts and Troop 9999981342 for dropping off all these cookies.
I haven't had one, but somehow the box is gone. Not sure what's happening over here.
Wait, it's my favorite. Might be a hot take. This is the best Girl Scout cookie ever. It's the peanut butter sandwich.
No.
What's the one covered in chocolate with
I
the peanut butter?
I love Thin Mints.
Tagalong. That's what it is.
Oh, Tagalong, yeah.
They didn't bring those in, so.
They're like, these are the ones that nobody wanted, so here you guys go. I'm like, perfect.
Thank you, Girl Scouts. We appreciate it. Teddy Swims on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, Breezy, Happy Friday. Everyone knows Webster is where life is worth living.
Oh, yeah. Allegedly.
That's what they say. I don't know why. Well, now they're inviting all of Bills Mafia to get ready to get hyped for this Sunday's big game. Webster Parks in Recreation is hosting a Buffalo Bills hype party. That is tonight from 6 to 8 at the Webster Recreation Center Gym on Chiota Drive. The event is free. However, they are asking if you can please, hook them up with a donation of either a canned good or personal hygiene item to Webster Hope House, which is the nonprofit. There's going to be plenty of food. There's going to be games, music, trivia, and more. Obviously, dress in red, white, and blue. Put on your Bills gear. Right. They're going to be heading to Jacksonville this weekend, Sunday, at 1 o'clock. They're going to go head-to-head with Jaguars. The winner of this game will move on to the division round playoffs. So, if the Bills win Sunday, and they are, then...
Yes, they definitely are.
They're going to be facing either the Houston Texans, I believe the Broncos, or Pittsburgh Steelers. Because back in 2017, I was so hyped for that game. Bills finally made it to the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
It feels like ages ago. I guess it was. We're talking 9 years ago. They ended up losing to Jacksonville on a wild card weekend. Now, 8 years later, they have a chance to move on to the quarterfinals.
It's time to go.
I'd rather have them be playing the Jaguars and the Chiefs. I'm over it.
Same. I'm so glad we don't have to see the Chiefs anymore for this season.
for the time
least.
Being. Yeah. So again, that Bills hype party is tonight from 6 to 8. Webster Recreation Center Gym on Chiota Drive. It is free, but if you can bring a canned good or personal hygiene product to help the nonprofit Webster Hope House, it would be so appreciated.
Nice.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Breezy, do we know what time it is?
We do. It's time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't be Breezy. 585-252-9800. It's time to hook you guys up with a pair of tickets to our live show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, live after dark. We're taking the stage at Jiva Theater. I cannot believe how packed this place is going to get.
No, it's going to be insane.
So we've given away a handful of tickets. The only way to go is to win your way in.
Mm-hmm.
February 6th, the live show, Jiva Theater. Your chance to win is coming up. 585-252-9800. We do it next on the show. Good luck.
98PXY is free. And always will be.
She's confident. Bold.
And she thinks she has all the answers.
BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't
beat Breezy! You guys know the number, 585-252-9800. We're looking for caller 8 to win a pair of tickets to our live show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, live after dark at Jiva Theater, February 6th. Your way in is to win these tickets. And I got to tell you, seats are filling up.
We are so excited for this. The theater holds 150 people. I think we have about 100 seats left. And we want you to be there. We are so excited and jazzed for the show. We're putting every single ounce of us in it. So let's go.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Kelly.
Kelly, where are you calling from?
Rochester.
You're going to go head-to-head with Breezy this morning on this Friday morning because your caller number is... Kelly!
Yes. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm a little nervous. I played this one time before and I tied you, so...
Okay, all right. Fair enough.
All right, this is your redemption. Okay,
yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and talk some trash better than the last time?
Yeah, but I did talk some really good trash last time, and I only tied. So this time I'm going to say, my queen, do your best. I'll do the same.
Okay.
Honestly,
fair enough.
I couldn't love you anymore for that. Thank you so much for the positive words, and
you bet.
You're going to crush it.
All right. Breezy's leaving the room. Kelly, you already know the rules. You got 5 seconds on the clock to answer each question. Just like last time, if you end in a tie with Breeze, you're going to get the win. Let's go to question number one. Kelly, what reality show made the phrase "you're fired" famous on TV?
Oh, that's Donald Trump. Oh, what is it? What was it called? Oh, I can't think of the name. I hate that man.
Oh, the clock is ticking.
I have no idea. Something boss. I don't know.
All right, time is up. Let's go to question number two. What pop star has fans who are referred to as the Beehive?
The Beehive. Cardi B?
Final answer?
Final answer.
Let's go to question number three. This is a tough one. Kelly, how many seconds is a shot clock violation in the NBA?
25.
25 seconds?
Yeah.
All right, and we're going to question number four. What company tells you that their product is strong enough for a man but made for a woman?
Secret.
Locking you in for a secret.
Yeah.
I bet you have a few of those, don't you, Kelly?
I do.
Got a couple skeletons in the closet, don't you?
You know it.
Let's go to question number five. Name this movie. With great power comes great responsibility.
Great power comes great responsibility. Spider-Man.
Locking you in for Spider-Man. Okay, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. Hey, Breeze, take the headphones off. All right, here she comes. We're going to tally these up, Kelly. We're going to see how well you did. Right now, we are looking for a pair of tickets to our live show. You have a total of 2 out of 5.
Kelly? Oh, no, Kelly, what?
What happened?
What happened? No, the wheels came off.
Don't panic.
They did.
But honestly, I'm like not feeling super on top of my game today, so anything could happen, truly.
All right, Kelly, sit tight. We'll be right with you. Breezy, question one.
Yes.
What reality show made the phrase "you're fired" famous on TV?
The Apprentice. I loved The Apprentice. I really did.
Question number two, what pop star has fans who are referred to as the Beehive?
The Beehive. Oh, Beyonce.
Question number three, huge basketball girl.
Oh, no, it's my passion. It's my life's passion. Fully.
How many seconds is a shot clock violation in the NBA?
Can you say the question again?
How many seconds is a shot clock violation in the NBA?
Three
seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. Let's go to number four. What company tells you that their product is strong enough for a man, but made for a woman?
Strong enough for a man, made for a woman.
Clock's ticking.
Dove.
Going with Dove?
I don't know.
And question number five. Name this movie. With great power comes great responsibility.
The Matrix.
Going with The Matrix. One of my favorites. Let's go ahead and get Kelly back up. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Wait, is this like, are we crushing it?
Are you?
I don't know. We either tied or I lost.
I think we're using the term crushing it a little loosely this morning, don't you think?
Okay. All right. I definitely did not crush it.
All right. The score for Kelly is 2. The score for Breezy is 2. That means it's tied. Kelly, you got yourself a ticket!
Yes, my queen.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for not crushing today, because clearly I'm not on my game.
Oh, well, I told you I wasn't feeling it. Not that I wasn't feeling it. I just wasn't feeling, like, smart, which is rare.
Let's run it through. Yeah. What reality show made the phrase "you're fired" famous on TV? You ran out of time on that one, Kelly. That is The Apprentice. Breezy got that. What pop star has fans referred to as the Beehive? Yes, it's Beyonce. Kelly, you said Cardi B.
Yeah.
How many seconds is a shot clock violation in the NBA? It's 24 seconds. Kelly, you said 25. Breezy said 3. What company tells you that their product is strong enough for a man but made for a woman? Everybody knows that secret. Breezy said Dove.
Oh.
You got that one right, Kelly. And you also got the last one right. With great power comes great responsibility. Famous line from Spider-Man. And Breezy said The Matrix. All right. Okay, Kelly, who are you taking?
That we didn't get any of the similar questions.
Who are you taking on the show with you?
My wife, Christine.
Yes!
We get to finally meet Christine. I love that.
Yes, you do. You finally get to.
All right.
I can't even wait.
We will see you guys at Jiva Theater February 6th. I need you to say, my name is Christine from The Rock, and I kind of sort of just be Breezy.
No, her name's Kelly.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
My name's Kelly from The Rock, and my wife is Christine, and I kind of sort of be Breezy.
Let's go!
Just so I understand, this is the second time you've beat Breezy, correct?
We've tied.
We tied both times.
Yeah. Yes, but that means you automatically get the win. Yeah. That means you're better than her, okay? No, it's okay.
Okay, sounds great.
I wouldn't say that.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
Neil and Guy. It is
counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
You got to bump it up. Bump it up.
Make sure you guys are always listening to win for your shot in at Jiva Theater for our first ever live show, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, live after dark, February 6th.
Let's go. Show starts at 7. Doors open at 6. We're going to do a little, like, meet and greet before, hang out with you guys, shake hands, kiss babies. We want to, like, physically meet you, so we're excited.
Yes, we do. We're going to get blackout before the show.
Period.
People in India are drinking the water from their air conditioning units because they think it's religious. And, you know, the story was placed on my desk in my corner office upstairs. Right. I don't know who placed it there, but I started reading it this morning. I think, you know, I just figured out another reason why so many people just suffer from weird deformities and diseases all over the world because they're doing stuff like this.
Yeah.
And a video online, which I did see, it went viral because of all these people in India drinking from their AC units, thinking it's holy water. I didn't understand it. The water dripped from this elephant-shaped spout, which is integrated with the temple's cooling system. And despite some people pointing it out and saying, no, that's AC discharge, many are like, continue to drink it. It's got a little bitterness to it. But it raised a lot of concerns about faith versus critical thinking and potential infection, if you will.
Well, it's giving, like, antifreeze. Like, that's what I'm picturing from it. There has to be so many chemicals that are pumped through that AC unit that is then filtering out, and you're like, well, let's just drink this and give this a whiz.
There was, like, older people in their 90s, all with their Dixie cup, waiting to get a sip, in line, just to get a little of that AC discharge. So some guy...
Is that technically what it's called, discharge?
That's what they're calling it, yeah. Okay. Some guy... People will ingest all types of weird things. I mean, we've seen My Strange Addiction, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure have.
Some guy named the Liver Doc on social media had to reach out to the public and said in all caps, please do not drink air conditioning water. Cooling and air conditioning systems are breeding grounds for many types of infections, including fungus, which are some of them really hellish. Exposure to air conditioning condensed water can lead to a terrifying disease known as Legionnaire's disease, spread by a species of bacteria called Legionella, not to be confused with Nutella. And the first response in the comments to this guy's post was, "You don't know what the hell you're talking about."
Please.
I'm like, I think he does.
Please.
I mean, I don't think it takes a doctor to tell somebody you probably shouldn't be drinking the AC discharge coming out of your AC unit.
Right. You know, it's just there are so many people that are so easily impressionable. And I think to myself, oh, this ends when you're like, you come out of a adolescent teen era and now you're an adult and you're thinking for yourself, you're moving through life for yourself, but it sounds like you just get older and you become more impressionable than you were as a child.
Right.
Like,
I mean, people wonder why they have an extra limb growing out of their forehead. This could very well have something to do with that.
And I think that religion plays like a big part in people want so desperately to know what's to come and, you know, believing in a higher power. And I think that's all fine and well. But you drinking AC discharge and putting yourself in harm's way because you think it's a part of the higher power, can't get on board with it. I just can't. Truly.
I don't even know. I can't even begin to tell you what that probably tastes like. Probably the water cooler in our break room. I mean, they haven't changed out that filter.
Fully. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like a glass of water that you left there for 2 weeks and then you go to drink it and you're like,
yeah, this is not
interesting. Interesting.
I mean, does the video of people drinking air conditioning water in India surprise me? No, of course not. I mean, the amount of food vendor videos I've watched of people serving food in the streets, that is enough to think something like this is completely normal. But the question this morning, 585-252-9800, what is the weirdest thing you or someone you know eats or drinks? Because
for religious reasons or just like
in general? Let's go back to Strange Addiction. You remember the girl that was obsessed with eating deodorant and baby powder?
Yeah.
That was on the daily.
Yeah, I knew. I watched an episode where this girl drank her own pee, so.
For what purpose? Just because it tastes good?
She was addicted to it, allegedly.
Talk about reusing and recycling.
And then another guy was drinking gasoline.
How can you possibly survive that?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I really don't know how you can survive that. But he was doing it. I mean, I saw it live on camera.
You guys remember Chase, who was making love to his Corvette?
How could I forget?
The guy was in love with his
car.
And
then he got a divorce.
Yes.
And he remarried a carnival ride.
That's right.
Talk about upgrade, truly.
Somebody just texted in. I had a college roommate back in the day who would eat raw chicken breast. One of the grossest things I ever witnessed.
Ugh. Don't put me down for that.
A couple months ago, we had a girl call the show that said, we did a segment. What was the weirdest pregnancy craving you ever had? And she was eating raw chicken sandwiches, just throwing it between some bread.
The kids in your stomach, like, can we get something else on the menu?
So,
like, this is really not great for me.
In California, I used to have to do drop-offs at this weird house. I don't want to really get into it, but one day, I went into the garage to help myself to something in the fridge, and it was like a weird scene out of the movie. I opened the refrigerator, and it's just containers and containers and containers of just jarred goat milk. It was like something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And somebody walked in. I go, they're like, can I help you? I was like, oh, I don't know. I was looking for like a Gatorade or something like that. They're like, have you ever tried goat milk? I said, no. They're like, do you want some? I said, no. They're like, you'd be surprised what the health benefits are behind this stuff.
And then did they hand you a pamphlet for Scientology? Like, what? Really?
It was... Scientology.
Oh, God. Not me bearing the lead.
I wasn't going to go there, but yeah, you pretty much, you called it.
Wow.
We did a lot of weird things.
Okay, that's fine, I guess.
Even in college, man, let's talk about the Tide Pod Challenge on TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, I think this all just stems from not even peer pressure, just like trying to fit in and trying to be cool. and doing something that other people are doing. I don't live my life like that. I like to do things the opposite of what everyone else is doing, but it's neither here nor there.
Oh, this is interesting.
I get it.
This is interesting. Moose, my old manager at American Eagle used to drink goat milk. It's actually easier to digest and apparently way better health benefits than raw milk. Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, like, also, I would be curious to go to, like, different cultures and countries and, like, they, in other places popular in Mexico, eat grasshoppers. There's fried tarantulas.
Yeah, stuff like, yeah. That's, I mean, that's common.
Eating ants.
You ever try breast milk?
I don't know if I have. I would not be opposed.
I tried it.
On ice or warm?
No, it was what it came from back in the day when Sandy Waters down the hall was pregnant. So I tried her breast milk live on the air.
It was out of a bottle, right?
We put it in a little shot glass, and then we put Hershey syrup in there, and I made chocolate milk. It was a little bitter, but I was like, oh, I feel like I have a ton of energy.
You kept asking her for some. She's like, I have to feed my child.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
At what point is it way too late to back out? PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy, 585-252-9800. I don't know, maybe you guys have ever been in a position where you backed out of something, it was last minute. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was your wedding day.
You had your heart set on it, though. Maybe money's involved. You know, it can be tough to walk away from something like that.
Did you accept the job and then you thought to yourself, no, this is not it?
Right.
We want to hear your stories this morning. And I knew, I think I touched on this earlier, that a couple of years ago, I knew someone who backed out of a first date, right, Breezy?
Yeah.
While sitting in the restaurant parking lot. The car was still on, the engine's running, phone is in hand, and they sat there staring at the front door, and then I guess had this internal meltdown that I don't have the energy for this. I'm too nervous. I don't have my crystals.
Yeah.
I don't like steak. And then just sent me a text at the moment that, hey, I'm not I'm gonna go. I'm peacing out. And just left me there.
The fact that it was your day, I thought it was like a friend of a friend. No, it was you. You got stood up.
But you're already here. Just come in. You know? And I will say this. A weak man would have left, but a confident man, he stays and has dinner alone.
Yeah.
So I left.
I was going to say, he racked up a $90 check at Red by himself. He's like, I'll take a whole bottle of wine.
Are you kidding me? It's not the first time I've done that.
No.
What was the last thing in your life that you just kind of bailed on last minute?
You just backed out of. That's just me with plans on a Friday night, especially in the winter. Winter specifically, because it's just too cold. And you get home after a long week and you're like, I should fake the stomach bug. I should. But
people back out of plans all the time. You know,
yeah,
but you've never been in a position like you went to work on the job as a server and then peaced out.
Me?
Yeah.
Never walked off a job. No. I wonder how many people feel this way about like being a parent, like you're full fledged.
Oh, there's a lot of dads that have left.
I was more so talking about moms, like ready to get your egg retrieval going, and you're like, yeah, actually, never mind.
Let me go to some calls coming in. Hi, PXY, what's your name?
My name is Erica.
Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Do you have a solid story you want to share with us?
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid.
Okay, the stage is yours.
So myself. So I was supposed to move in with my boyfriend, and I don't know. At first, I felt, you know, when you get that, like, feeling inside of you, there's, like, your gut is saying, don't do it.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Right. So I felt like that, but, I mean, I love him. We were together for, like, a whole year.
Okay.
So I felt like the time wasn't right, and so I was planning to move in the next day, and I don't know, I just noticed things about him when it came to, like, the finances.
Like what?
I would ask him about bills. Like, for instance, I would ask him about bills, and he would just be, like, really, like, just never explained anything, you know, and he would just kind of brush it over, and like he never had cash on him. I don't know. I just thought it was really weird. So
when it came to finances, you just had a gut feeling this dude's dead broke.
No. I did not have the gut feeling at first. I just, my gut feeling was just don't do it. Don't move in with him.
Oh, okay.
But then I noticed like weird things, like him having never having cash on him, which is, to me, that's very odd.
Okay.
You know, when I brought up bills, he'd be like, you know, he's like, ah, I just, you know, use my credit card. I want to get the points, which I got, you know, I mean, wait. I loved him. So
yeah.
I just wanted to...
We love points. Okay.
To be fair, Erica, I mean, not a lot of people carry cash. I mean, my dad definitely does, but like, it's not the first medium of finances. You know what I mean?
It's 2026.
No, I mean, I get it. I know, but still, like, at least, like, $5. Like, there's still, like, certain places, like, that you need cash, right?
Yeah, like, hey, let's tip the valet guy $10.
Exactly.
And the people that never have cash are the people that are always like, I'll Venmo you. Never seen of them.
Right.
Like, oh, never.
So what? He's like, babe, you got this, right?
Oh, no.
Okay, so what happened?
The day before we were moving in, I was just like walking in the living room, and I noticed on his desk was his credit card statement. So I kind of glanced over, and this man literally paid everything with his credit card.
How much of this statement did you see? Like, tell us, what did it say?
He owes like $50,000.
Whoa! He's 50 G's in debt?
Yeah. And I was just like, I can't do this. And I literally pulled the plug. And I mean, we were literally going to, yeah, I was going to move in the next day. And I was just like, I can't do this. I saw that bill statement and I was like, oh no.
That was
like,
a sign.
Finances are a big deal.
Well, of course. I mean, there's a sign from God. You guys are going to, I'm assuming you're going to split the finances and the rent and all that stuff or whatever, right?
Heck yeah.
And okay. If he wasn't actually splitting it and just putting it on a credit card, then, eventually
and then I'm
going
to have to be responsible.
Oh, yeah. So, right. Yeah, you probably made the right decision then, Erica.
Definitely.
So what did you end up doing?
So I literally, I pulled the plug and I didn't move in and we're not together.
Dipped out.
I broke it off. Come to find out, I also found out that he put the first month's rent and the security deposit on the credit card.
Wow. I didn't even know you could do that.
Wow.
I thought you had to have them. Well, all right, whatever. I mean, some places are different than others.
You could put your, yeah. I mean, I've paid rent before with a credit
card.
Really?
I've never been allowed
to
do
that.
Yeah,
no, you could do
that. I've never done it either.
Yeah, I paid online. I mean, that's an option.
I'm sure there's a fee too, though, because it's like not actually your money. So.
Sure. But, oh, yeah, you dodged a bullet on that one, Erica.
Ooh.
So the day before you were supposed to move in with your boyfriend, you find out he's 50 G's in credit card debt. And you pull the plug. Yeah. You pull the plug the night before.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I
don't know what to say.
I wouldn't say that. No.
I don't know what to say. You dodged a bullet. Where did you end up going?
I ended up going back to my parents' house.
Mm. Good choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I mean, I had to figure
you.
Things out. Yeah, I know. I had to figure things out. My parents are great. But come to find out, he ended up having a girlfriend, and she had to bail him out. He had, like, a gambling issue, and, again, he was, like, I think $10,000 in it, and she had to, like, bail him out and help him.
And thank God that's not your life.
Yeah.
Thank God that's not your life.
Yikers.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
You should be. Great story.
Absolutely.
We're grateful. Thanks for the call, Erica.
Of course.
Hey, chin up.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Take care.
Like, thanks.
Okay. Bye, Erica. Like, thank you so much.
You're always so great with your words. People leave talking with you and they feel like they could run through a brick wall.
I would assume
all
so.
All you said is chin up.
I would assume so. Hey, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I backed out of a call center job. I did one day and bailed. Worst job I ever had.
It's for the best.
Don't, you're preaching to the choir. I did 2.5 years of that trash.
Yeah.
Great professional fundraiser. Very professional.
Mm.
But man, that job will mentally... and emotionally destroy you. Good morning, guys. I was in the chair about to get a tattoo. Realized I don't want a guy by the name of Sloppy Pete. making permanent decisions on my body, so I left.
You know, and that's fair.
Yeah,
100%. Completely fair. So
if you guys are listening right now, I just want to let you know that if you're outside in the car staring at a building, questioning your entire life, this is your sign. This is your sign to back out. Unless it's jury duty.
And then,
in which case,
there will be a warrant out for your arrest.
98PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's your Breezy from PXY Mornings. And I want to talk about my friends at Bristol Mountain. Guys, I'm not going to lie. I'm truly obsessed with them because there is just so much fun to be had right here in Rochester in the wintertime. Everyone's trying to flee and go to Florida. No. No need. You can stay right here and have a blast on the mountain. And if you're looking to do so and maybe do so with friends, Bristol has you covered with their iconic Friends and Family Night every Saturday and Sunday. So that's tomorrow and the day after. A group of three of you can ski or ride for just $119 after 3:30 p.m. Listen, night skiing just hits different, in my opinion. It's a thrill, it's a journey, and you're going to have so much fun with you and maybe two of your besties, maybe your parents. I don't care who you bring. You're getting a deal either way. They are making snow. I know it's like 50 something degrees right now, but they are constantly pumping out snow with twice the vertical world-class snow making and those two high-speed quads to get you up and down those freshly powdered mountains. Start planning your next adventure right now at bristolmountain.com.
Talking about guns with others might not always feel comfortable, but it could save a life.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. A lot of us have anxiety. There's no doubt about that because there's a big game on this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Bills are going up against the Jaguars in Jacksonville. It's a 1 p.m. game on Sunday, and this is it, man. Playoffs are here. It's wild card weekend.
I can't believe we're like at the end of the season, basically, and like this is where rubber meets the road.
This is it. I mean, you remember the heartache last year? I showed up here on my birthday, and I was miserable. I was miserable.
Yeah, it wasn't super fun, but how are we all feeling? Let's use this time as a little group therapy. Let's be a sounding board for one another. I said to my fiance yesterday, I was like, I'm anxious. She's like, oh my God, don't be. Literally, don't be. I'm like, oh, that always works when you just like tell me not to be something.
Sure.
You know? And again, yes, it's just a game. I've only been watching and following for 2 years. Yada, yada. But like.
But last year was the first year. Since you jumped on the
my heart being ripped out of my chest.
Correct. Now you know what it feels like for all these fans who've been diehard fans for years and years and years, their entire life.
Yeah. Yeah.
To go through that time and time again is emotionally exhausting, but we love it. It's called loyalty.
Okay.
Bill's Mafia is a lifestyle.
How are you feeling after all of your visions and premonitions?
Pretty
share with the class. Share with
pretty
the class.
Confident. So earlier in the week, during the vibe check, when we started the show off, I told Breezy I had a dream. I think it was maybe Sunday night. And I was sitting at Super Bowl 60. I don't have any intention of going. But in my dream, I'm at Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco. And it was the Buffalo Bills up against the Los Angeles Rams. That's what I saw. I felt like I was there.
Who were you there with?
Don't know. But I was in the stands, had a beer. I was rooting for the Bills. And I'm like, I woke up the next morning. I'm like, man, was that a sign of things to come?
Very vivid. Very vivid.
So I'm calling it right now. Not trying to jinx anything. I don't want you guys coming from my head. But I don't know about you guys, but I feel like every time this happens and it comes down to the wire, and you can't help but have this gut in your stomach. You know what I mean? Like, just you so badly want this team to win. If they're not going to do it now, then when?
Yeah.
I started looking at hotels in Buffalo for the parade they won the Super Bowl.
There's a lot of people that have already booked their hotels for the day after. And then they'll just cancel it if things go sideways. But that has been a thing that people have been doing that I know. They're like, yeah, hotel's booked just in case.
In Buffalo?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people, actually. They do that every year. Like, some of my friends do. They're like, we just booked a hotel just in case.
Yeah, see, all my friends do.
If that is the case, Do you know what time the parade... Okay, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
I don't know.
Do you know?
No.
If so, not us broadcasting live from the parade.
I don't know. I mean, it's an option. We would love for you, some of you guys, to come with us if that's the case. And I know maybe we're jumping the gun here a little bit, but it's nice to just kind of... be hopeful, if you will.
We're going to come back Monday morning and just in a puddle of our own tears.
So last year when it came down to that one play against the Chiefs and it was really down to the wire because it was year after year, my watch started to tell me that my heartbeat.
You were having a heart attack.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a notification on my watch that said, your heartbeat is higher than normal for standing still. I go, yeah. No.
You want to start a cardio workout? Want to start logging a workout? Yeah. Okay, guys.
So this is, you have to wear the Bills gear that I got you.
Yes, absolutely.
For Christmas. Guys, whatever you got, Josh Allen, but don't you, I don't care if you have a Stephon Diggs jersey. Do not wear it. Burn it. Okay? I'm going to start pounding seltzer.
Where are you watching? I feel like you can't watch this any other place but like the comfort of either your home or like someone close. You can't go to a bar.
No, I'll be with friends out in Penfield. There's probably be like 15 of us, 16 of us.
Okay.
But I think this is, it's very, very exciting times. If the Bills win against Jacksonville on Sunday, then they're most likely going to move on to go play either the Denver Broncos, the Houston Texans, or the Pittsburgh Steelers, which we hate all of them.
No, fully.
That's what it
okay.
is.
Okay. All right. Everything's fine. Everyone just breathe. We're all going to be okay.
So we're going to check in Monday morning and see what happened. But guys, I'm calling it right now. Bills Rams. Super Bowl 60, San Francisco.
Clip this.
Hey, it's Devins. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And, of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
So Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.